branding, experience, conversation, promotion, powerful marketing, empowering small business to change their status quo. It's the Internet Show, all about small business marketing. Jay Arrett hosts the brightest minds in marketing. Power, power to the power. Small business.
Greetings, entrepreneurs and marketers, and welcome to the big show. And I have to warn you, in this episode, I do wear braces and just got them worked on in the past week, and that may lead to a few extra fumbles, stutters, and slurs. First thing I want to do is give a big shout out. Shout out? I sound like I'm from the 90s now. Do people still give shout outs anymore? Anyway, kudos to Product Camp Austin on August 7th. It was a blast. I got to give my new presentation, Selling Your Soul, Turning Your Entrepreneurial Spirit into a Powerful Brand. It was well received, and I got some good feedback. I posted slides to that presentation on SlideShare if you want to see them. I'll link to them in the show notes. But Product Camp Austin, very cool, free event. The next one is in January, and if you're in the Texas area, or even if not, if you can get good airfare to Austin, I highly recommend the event. Great networking, great speakers, great atmosphere, and a celebration of the entrepreneurial spirit. And I'll also link to Product Camp in the show notes. Oh, and I almost forgot, my website is themarketingspot.com. House cleaning duties are over. Now it's time to transform your business. You may have heard the term transformational branding before, but it's more than just branding. How do you change your company into something that's really different? How do you achieve real differentiation? It's an extended, often elusive search to most entrepreneurs to claim points of differentiation. And there are some concrete reasons for that, reasons that will challenge you and your current thinking. Now, on September 16th in Dallas, I'll be co-presenting a session on transformational branding with Eric Brown of The Urbane Way. This will be a mini workshop at Optimization Summit, another event I highly recommend. And Eric Brown is our guest today on this episode. And Eric and I have been studying transformation for the past several months and working on a blueprint for transforming your business, because change and differentiation are so difficult. And Eric Brown, he is head of The Urbane Way and has transformed a business himself as the managing partner of Urbane Apartments in Michigan. Let's bring him on and talk transformation. Okay, we go to the Skype line now. We're joining us is my good friend Eric Brown and co-collaborator on the Transformation Branding Project. Presentation we're doing together at Optimization Summit in Dallas in September. Eric of The Urbane Way, welcome to the big show again. This is your second appearance.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning, everyone.
Transformation branding, that's our subject for today, because you and I are going to co-present, and something that you and I have been working on for, gosh, 3-4 months now. We've been talking about transformational branding. So I guess, Eric, maybe the big first question we need to ask is, what do we mean by transformation? What is transformational branding? How do you define it?
The kind of cool and fun thing about doing these projects, Jay, is it really sort of, you start thinking about things you've done in your own business and why this happened and why it didn't happen. And one of the things that came to me early on when we first started talking about this and working through the various details was that many of the things that worked to create a different brand for our apartment business were, we just started looking at some of the quote rules we have, the house rules that had been around forever and ever, and you know, did that make sense anymore, and were they really achieving the use originally intended?
As you and I have talked now, and I won't say that too much because you and I have talked a lot, but one of the things about being different is thinking outside of your industry. And we found the more you try to be like the best in your industry, for example, apartment complexes, the more you try to be the best apartment complex or beat your competition, the more alike you actually become like the rest of the industry. So really, you lose differentiation by trying to be the best at what your industry does.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, another thing that happens is I think as we're all trying to improve whatever it is we're doing in our business, we start to look at what maybe we fall a little short on. And if you really look at the great brands out there, their behavior aligns completely with what their brand promise and all those things are. But sometimes we look at the things that maybe where we need improvement. And so as we try to, in lieu of doubling down on our strengths, sometimes we try to work on our weaknesses. And therefore that brings us to a very safe and level place. But we've reduced our different, what we're different about to, you know, to our other companies.
So one of the keys, I think, to differentiation and breaking out of where you currently are is what we are calling transformational branding, because it's tough to be different, to change yourself by being what you currently are. So that's what transformation branding is. And I believe, Eric, that in order for you to become, to be different, you have to become something that's different, which is so tough for entrepreneurs to do because, you know, we are who we are, right? And so that transformation process is really tough.
Well, yeah, it can be. And I think that a lot of times folks think about, okay, if I'm going to create a different, if I'm going to, you know, increase my brand, I need to be different. And just being different for different sake, to your point, doesn't work so well. You know, Seth Godin has got a quote out there, and it goes something like, you know, you can run down the street naked and get attention, but that probably won't, you know, do a lot for your business. And so, you know, it's more than just breaking the rules. It's kind of an overused cliche, because if you break all the rules, I mean, sooner or later you're going to get hit by oncoming traffic. And of course the other thing too is, you know, is thinking outside the box, and you know, that's another overused piece. But I mean, you really have to, and what the square I've always landed on is the answers were always right in front of us by merely looking at, you know, what are we doing in our industry that everyone else is doing that maybe we shouldn't do, and then the opposite question is that is what are we not doing in our industry that maybe we should do, and we've come to some, you know, fairly significant things. And again, when you look at other great brands, those little things, they stick out as pieces and parts of the great brands of today.
Well, what you're talking about, Eric, is kind of reframing your business by changing the rules up. And that's going to be the topic of our presentation in Dallas at Optimization Summit. But I think maybe it's good to explain what changes. So you use the term out of the box, which you also called overuse. And it's so hard for people to think out of the box because they are in their box. Their whole world has been created by this box. So really there are two types of change, first order change and second order change. Okay, first order change is really change that's not really change. It's kind of like you rearrange the furniture in the house. You think you're changing things up, but all you're really doing is rearranging the furniture. For example, you might get a new logo, or you even change the name of your business, but you're still kind of doing the same thing. Maybe you change the order up a little bit, but really things haven't changed. And that's first order change. The second order change is really becoming a different class of business, reframing your business into something that's truly different. And so you change the rules, you change your status, you're a different class of business. And I think a good example of that is Apple. And originally Apple was a computer company and they made computers, but now they are so much more. They are a different class of business, and that they are no longer known as just a computer company anymore. They've really changed things up.
Well, absolutely. And I had an epiphany moment a few months ago. My wife and I, you know, we were kind of the modern day mom and pop small business. And so we'll go to our little web of small staff meeting within our organization. I sit down in a meeting and I want to know, you know, what do we do different to create a different outcome relative to what we're doing. And they just sort of glare at me. Now, on the flip side, if I were the only one running the company, we would have blown up a long time ago. So there's this delicate balance between how much can we change and what do we want to turn on its head and keeping everybody's sanity. But you really have to look at things and say, all right, we created this procedure because of X. Is it working for that? And I think many times the answer is no. It was created for a very small sliver of society or a small sliver of what might have gone wrong in your business, and it merely just it's not working today. And those are the kind of things that we began to change one by one. And when you collectively add those up and look back, your path is far different than other folks in your given industry. And then you sort of, not to steal the thunder of the book Blue Ocean, but you become a blue ocean strategy that way, where you're not competing against your competitors anymore. You're out there by yourself creating your own market.
Well, it's really tough for people to do, though, isn't it, Eric? Because, I mean...
Well, they're afraid.
Yeah, well, fear is a big part of it. Maybe that's something we can address right now. But you grew up in the apartment industry. You worked for a large apartment company. And then you struck out on your own. And so you had to overcome those years of conditioning, and that your mind began to be hardwired in the apartment business. So I salute you in that you were able to do that and really kind of change and reframe your business. So you don't look at, like, your Urbane Apartments up in Michigan, you don't look at them as apartment complexes. How have you reframed your business, Eric? What would you call your business now rather than apartments?
Well, I mean, we're in, again, another overused phrase is we really focus on lifestyle issues as opposed to just an apartment and, you know, what's their experience. We're certainly have really drilled down into trying to enhance the resident's experience at the various touch points. But also a thing I want to toss in here is, and I think that this is relatively true of brands who break away from the commodity, is at each of these small things we did differently, whether it was just adding color or you know, just changing things up, we began to see rent increases. So that encouraged me at each level, if we could do something a little different and increase our price, that makes a lot of sense. And then there's other times you do things to, you know, just to further enhance the resident's experience. And when we began to focus on the customer's experience as opposed to our rules and regulations, it began to free up a lot of old thinking.
See, Eric, you said a couple of really big things there. And first is that you reframed your property, Urbane, into a lifestyle community rather than another apartment complex. But the second thing was how you took baby steps to overcome your fear. You were encouraged to keep on going. Once you made one change in your transformation process, it gave you courage to go on and do others and confidence. And let's talk a little bit about fear right now, because I think that may be well, there's two big determinants, I think, is being able to think differently and reframe your business, and then, number two, overcoming the fear of changing into something that is different. And that fear can get pretty big and debilitating.
And fear, I think, enters at a lot of different levels. It depends on if someone is in the middle of an organization trying to make a change or where those things occur, but so oftentimes, our own egos get in the way. We may have created this ridiculous rule or procedure. And by the way, I'm not suggesting you abolish all policies and procedures. Without them, you know, you're going to crash your business. However, I just think there are a significant piece of those that they don't work. And they probably, some of them never work, but we keep doing them anyway. And that chews up so much time and resource, and you're just not getting the result that was intended for that.
And so you're attached to these old rules, partially because that's just the way it's always been done, but also for fear of changing too, like the example you just gave. But that takes some being able to overcome the fear of doing something that's really different within your industry, because some of the things that you do are not the same in your industry. But then when you do them, it just kind of opens up the door to other things.
Well, it does, and then, you know, there's some extent too when you start really transforming your brand, and by that I mean your behavior, and all of your employees' behavior, your culture begins to shift. Your customer starts to notice that, and then there's an expectation then of what you're different about. It's like, you know, you talked about Apple. We have an expectation when we walk into an Apple store, and you know. Fortunately, they typically live up to that expectation. I fly Southwest Airlines. I have a certain expectation with that. And I think great brands have really done a very, very good job at aligning their behavior to what their brand really is. And I think a lot of times there's a really big disconnect by what it says on the mission statement versus how our employees and the culture of our company actually reacts and behaves to things.
And one of the things, Eric, I found in working with clients goes to what you just said here, that we have this mission statement, we have this vision statement, but we mostly act the way the rest of the industry acts.
Yeah.
And that we're trapped within that box that you mentioned earlier. So, and we work together and they want to be different, and we come up with all these great ideas during the building of the marketing plan, and really just cool ideas. And the client comes up with them. They'll come up with all these cool ideas. But then when it comes time to launch into action, some of these ideas that seem a little on the fringe or groundbreaking ideas, they just can't pull the trigger on some of them. Even though they really want to, they want to be different, that fear of being different really stops them from actually pulling the trigger ideas that are really different. And so what they're really saying is, I just want to be better within my industry. I don't necessarily want to be different. And so that's one thing you have to decide also as an entrepreneur. Do you really want to be different, or do you just want to be a little bit better at what you do? And if you do just want to be better, then you have to accept that you're pretty much going to be confined within your industry, competing with everybody else. However, wanting to be different and overcoming that fear of being different allows you to create your own space, as you said, that the Blue Ocean Strategy.
Being better is certainly a look, we all want to be better every day, but just that alone is just a race to commodity, being a commodity. And it's just like, you know, I just wanted to have a business that is interesting, and it's different. And another thing, I mean, in today's world, it's very easy. If you have something that's worth talking about, people will share it, and they'll share it in a number of ways. And, you know, you can almost create your whole marketing strategy around the different things you're doing, and your customers then become your brand ambassadors with all that. Those are some really, really cool side benefits of, you know, we all want to talk about what's interesting and cool and different about given brands. I mean, people really want to talk about the stuff that they're buying. And I think it's our job as entrepreneurs to give them something to talk about.
But it does all go back to the brand, which is why you and I are creating this transformational branding project. Because you cannot have that conversation without first creating a talkable brand. That's what our transformation project is all about. Eric and I will be presenting at Optimization Summit on September 16th in Dallas, Texas. And so maybe in wrapping up here, we can just go to some of the keys, and then we'll highlight briefly our session at Optimization Summit. But some of the keys to transformation, mine are, number one is reframing your business into something that's different, that second order change, where you're becoming a different class of business. And then second, one of the things that you talk about a lot is changing the rule, getting rid of the old rules, making up some new rules, and becoming a different business. And then finally, overcoming that fear of change. what do you think are the keys of transformation?
I would just add to that, that I want folks to stop and think about, what is the purpose and the reason for doing the things that they're doing, and is the result they're getting for that, does it align with what the original intent of doing that process or procedure or rule was?
Mm-hmm.
And if the answer is yes, then great, you leave it and you go to the next one. But without even doing very deep analysis on things, many, many, many of the things that we all do in our business every day don't really serve us very well.
But we keep on doing them anyway, right?
We do.
And that comes to the final point of this, is that it's very hard, it's very difficult, not impossible, but extremely difficult to transform from the inside out, because you are who you are. Your mind and your brain have been wired to be that. And so for you to try to think as something different, it's not impossible, but it's very, very difficult. And so that's why you need to go outside for help in transforming your business. And while you can hire people, hire consultants, one of the ways that you can do that is by coming to our Transformation Branding Project at Optimization Summit in Dallas on September 16th, where Eric and I will co-present, and our presentation will be about transformation branding and how to change the rules for your business to begin the transformation project.
Looking forward to it, Jay. For some fresh ideas and to help, if you want to break from the pack of commodity, that's what we're there for, and we hope to see you there.
All right, Eric, looking forward to it. We'll see you September 16th in Dallas, Texas at Optimization Summit. So if you've been having trouble with differentiation, with finding your unique selling proposition, now you know the likely culprit, your industry and the rules under which you operate your business. Just to recap our keys to transformation, 1, reframing your business into something that's different, changing the class of your business. Remember when I talked about second order change. Key 2, analyzing the purpose of the things you do in your business to determine if they align with the results you intended to get from those actions. Eliminate those that don't. Key 3, changing the rules, getting rid of the old rules and making up some new ones. And key 4, overcoming the fear of being something that's different. If you'd like to learn more and maybe transform your business, I invite you to my and Eric's session at Optimization Summit in Dallas on September 16th. It's a fine conference for entrepreneurs and marketers. I'll post a link and a discount code in the show notes, which, by the way, all the show notes and links can be found at powertothesmallbusiness.com. That's where you can also leave a comment and feedback and subscribe to the show by email, feed reader, or iTunes. Well, that does it for this episode, 62, The Keys to Transformational Branding. My name is Jay Arrett, and thanks for listening to the internet show all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
You've been listening to Power to the Small Business with Jay Arrett, the internet show exclusively about small business marketing. Please see the complete show notes at themarketingspotblog.com. You can also listen to the show online and subscribe in iTunes at powertothesmallbusiness.com. Never miss an episode of the internet show all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
Special thanks to Mary Lynn Foster of the Big Success Podcast for creating the opening and closing voiceovers of Power to the Small Business. You can find Mary Lynn at the Big Success Show, BIGGSuccess.com.